Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to 1 Samuel, the second chapter this morning, and John, the 12th chapter. 1 Samuel 2 and John 12. We have been talking about in the last several Sunday mornings the subject of the honor of God. And actually, beginning last Sunday, we started on the topic of how God honors us. So we're still talking about honor, but we're talking about another side of it. How many of you want to honor God with all of your life? You want every part of your life to honor Him. And I don't just want people to notice me. I want them, when they see me, to think about God. Amen. You know, when they see what I have, I want them to think, man, God's blessed him. Amen. They see what we do, or any good thing that comes out of our life. I want them, when people see our families and they see our things, they look up and go, God's a good God. Look how He's blessed them. Look how faithful He is. God. When you're living properly and your heart is right, then people don't just leave impressed with you. They leave impressed with God in your life. That's what we want. In 1 Samuel, the second chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 2, and the 30th verse, and the last part of the 30th verse. 1 Samuel 2:30, part B says, "For them that honor me," God says, "I will honor. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Let me read it again. The Lord said, "Them that honor me, I will honor. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Now, this is a law. When God says, you do this and I will do this, then when you do what He said, what comes next? He will always, without fail, without respect of persons, no matter what, He will do what He told you He would do in response to you. You know, you don't have to work on God to get Him to keep His word. You got a lot of people working on God to keep His promises. And that's really wasted motion. You need to work on you to keep the commands. And you won't have to even be concerned about God being faithful to keep His promises. I want to say that again. Are y'all with me? I said, if you will work on keeping the commands, do you have to work on God to keep the promises? No. You do what He told you to do, you can count on it as sure as the sun is shining and the earth is turning, and more sure than that, even though heaven and earth pass away. His word will not fail. He will do what He told you He would do. What if you honor Him?
He'll honor you.
Yes. He will honor you. Do you think it'd be a good thing when He honored you?
Yes.
Would you know it? Oh my, is His honor worth something?
Yes.
The honor of God. I mean, men honoring you is one thing, but God honoring you, that's eternal. People are fickle. Have you noticed it?
Yes.
I mean, they think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread one day. Next day, they want to tar and feather you and run you out of town.
Yep.
People are fickle. Boy, they change.
Yeah.
You know, you remember the blind Bartimaeus crying out for Jesus, you know, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And the people said, shut up, you old beggar. Sit down and be quiet. Don't bother the master. Shut up. Jesus, He wouldn't shut up. Don't let somebody quench your faith.
Amen.
Don't let somebody shut you down from your prayer life.
Amen.
Amen. And from believing God and from vision. And finally, Jesus stopped and said, "You bring that man to me." Then what'd they say? Oh, yeah, yeah, get up. Let's dust you up. Hey, Jesus is calling. Yeah, yeah, come on, I'm with you. You know, some of the same people 25 years ago that tried to talk me out of going to Bible school are the same ones now that go, oh, man, you did the right thing. Oh, yeah. But they tried to talk me out of it 25 years ago. They said, oh, no, you don't need to go way over there. The Holy Ghost is here, and He can teach you, and what do you need to do all that for? And I had to override them. But now they're the ones that pat you on the back and go, oh, boy, you did the right thing. Well, not if I'd have listened to you. That's why you don't need to listen to just everybody. You need to obey God. But if you honor God, tell me what happens next. He will honor you. In John 12, do you have your place there? John 12 and verse 26. John 12, 26. Jesus is speaking. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You know, Abraham, a man of faith, and that's one thing we're talking about on Friday nights. We're talking about faith and examples of faith and how faith operates and works. But Abraham, a man of faith, when he displayed his faith by going out when God told him to leave, not knowing where he was going. And he lived in a tent all his life. Even though he was very, very rich, he didn't own property, and he never really had a permanent place. Well, you know, that is typical of yours and my life down here right now. You know, this is not our home. We're passing through. And I've seen people miss God and miss the will of God over a house and over a place. Well, this is my home. This is my place. Not really. It's where you stay. No, in your heart, you need to always live in a tent. I mean, you might have a nice, fine house, and you might have a nice place and a nice spread. That's all great. That's all good. I believe in it. But in your heart, you need to live in a tent so that if God wakes you up tonight in the nighttime and says, I want you over here.
Amen.
Well, then, bless God, we strike the tent.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
And we're gone.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. The Lord's done that twice in Phyllis's and my life already.
Amen.
We thought we were home, and He said, no, I want you to go over here. So we did. And that's the way you need to be.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
In your heart, living in a tent, ready to go where He says go, or stay where He says stay, do what He says to do. Because He said, wherever I am, that's where my servant's going to be. I'm going to follow the Lord. How about you?
Amen.
If He says Branson is where it's at, that's where I'm going to be at. Amen. If He says such and such place is where you're supposed to be, then for you, that's where He's at. For you. And so then that's where you need to be, because He said, where I am, that's where my servant's going to be, and the one that serves me, my Father, is going to honor.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the Lord has already honored this church.
That's right.
In a tremendous way, hasn't He?
Yes.
He's honored us with people. He's honored us with money. He's honored us by being able to give to others. He's honored us with such a fine facility and place. He's honored us being able to help host meetings such as we had the past week. Glory to God. He's honoring us. How is He able to honor us? Because we're honoring Him. Everybody sit out loud. Lord, help us to honor You much more. Teach us. Lead us. Enable us to honor You much more. Amen. You believe that? That's what we want to do. That's what we will do. Now, we began last week by talking about how God honors us. When you honor Him, we said, you know, you honor God and you honor people by how you refer to Him. and people, and how you prefer, how you defer, how you confer. We taught about all those things. Reference, preference, deference, conference. How you show God honor, how you show other people honor. But we began last Sunday talking about how He honors us. And does anybody remember what the first thing we talked about? How God honors us? By choosing us. He chose us. Picked us out. Selected us. Go to 1 Corinthians, why don't you? 1 Corinthians, first chapter. How does God honor us? He chose us by choosing us. Now that has a several level application. I mean, He chose us for salvation. He chose us for His family and for His kingdom, but He also chooses us for works in this life. Amen. Amen? And that's honoring us. You know, you're blessed this morning. Amen. Sitting up in here in this padded chair. Yes. With clothes on your back. You could be in a bush somewhere, Central Africa, scratching for something to eat. Hmm? You could be behind a wall dodging bullets somewhere. You could be ignorant, reared up in idol worship all your life and not know of anything else, and out worshiping and praying to some piece of rock that's never answered a prayer and never will. But you're sitting up in here knowing the name of the living God. Amen. You're born again with a Bible in your hand. Hallelujah. It's not because you were just so wonderful intrinsically on your own. It's because God knew you and loved you before you were ever conceived and picked you out and said, that one's mine. Amen. Because He knew you would say yes. He knew you would answer and respond to Him. Oh, how blessed we are. I said, oh, how blessed we are. We ought to be able to just praise God and be thankful all day long. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Pull out onto this paved parking lot and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. How many rode in a car over here this morning? You got a car? You glad about that? It's better than a bicycle. Amen. It's better than a donkey or a wagon. How many slept in a bed last night? Huh? Look at there. How many ate good all week? Are you thankful?
Yes.
Somebody say, well, I work hard for my money. You're ignorant.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks.